The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3, hey, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3, how about you?
I'm not going to test.
Test, do you test positive?
I hope not.
Huh? Go. It's not really moving, talk into it, for real.
Hello?
Okay, you're on.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of My Wife Hates Me. This is the only place now where you can hear us.
Our only format.
It's our only format. We're down to one. We were up to 8 at one point. Down to one.
One format.
I did Red Eye last night with Sam Roberts.
He didn't get... Didn't what? You say a joke that he didn't get?
Yeah, I said, if I get up to go to the bathroom, are you going to steal my chair? Which you said that to me before I left, and I said, that's so funny, I'm going to say that. And then I think he took it a little seriously, you know. It's a weird situation because I think they expect people to be angry with him.
They expect people to be angry with Sam, you mean? So,
or maybe he thinks I'm mad at him. I don't know. But
well, you told a joke. You're a comic.
I know. And then I had to keep telling doing the jokes because when someone doesn't laugh, you got to make sure people know it's a joke. And I can't. I just hate when you have to be like, I'm just kidding. Wah, JK. And at one point he was like, I think Bonnie's a little mad at me.
During the taping?
Yeah. And it was like, don't pull that shit. Either tell jokes or get out.
Yeah, that's
get
what I say.
Get off this fucking platform called...
Well, I mean, that's not his.
If you're not going to tell jokes, get off Fox News. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're there for.
That's not his forte, Sam. I mean, he's a personality.
Well, I don't know if he has a forte.
No, he's good. He's great at conversations. He's great at opinions. But, I mean, you know, and sometimes he says some funny things, but, you know, you're a comedian. That's not his forte.
Right,
what his forte is, he does well.
Right.
You don't think so?
Right.
I always...
I guess. I mean, he's around comedians a lot, so he should be able to get it at this point.
Yeah, but I've never said bad things about Sam. I'm not going to lie. I've always...
Not even about his hair?
Well, no, I mean, I'm a fan of his. I think he's good at what he does. He's young, and I think he's good at what he does, and I think he's going to grow into being really good at what he does.
Well, we're not going to grow into being great radio personalities because that's over. We no longer have a SiriusXM show. What are you doing?
She opened her own door and walked in to eat.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to keep her at night. I bought this crate for the dog.
Okay,
70
let's
bucks.
Talk about the dog. Let's
no.
talk about the dog. Let's,
no,
let's
know
get
what
into
I want to talk
it.
No, know what I want to talk about?
No, let's talk about the dog.
I want to talk about...
Talk about the dog. We have a...
Well, people
want to know what kind of dog it is. It's a purebred Yorkie.
Uh-huh.
It's a rescue.
Well, it's not a rescue. It's going to become a rescue.
That's the dumbest joke in the world.
Is it?
Don't like it. Yeah.
You don't like it?
No.
Oh, okay, Sam.
I don't like it because I love that dog, and if something happened to her.
Oh, you don't ever say jokes about Raina. Yeah. Oh, you don't say.
I don't love Raina, and I don't love you, okay. But I love that goddamn dog.
Oh, you'll say you know you're dropping your phone in the toilet, but you lost your kid at the mall at Walmart or somewhere. So don't say you don't like my joke about the dog when you do the same one about your kid. That you gave birth to.
That's all right? Different.
That came out of your stomach, literally, because they cut you.
They cut me.
How come
it couldn't
like come out of
you? I was like in a Puerto Rican gang fight. They cut me.
How come
me.
You didn't have it come out of your pussy? Was it too small, or what was the problem?
My pussy wouldn't get big enough.
No, they didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, because they planned.
It's true. They looked at you, and they were like, how does he fit in there? And then I said, just let it go.
Is that why they got me hard?
The nurse came over. I just need to know.
Let's talk about pecking order where comics.
No,
are...
the dog. You want to talk about the dog?
No,
talk about the dog.
I'm done with the dog.
You want me to train the dog?
No, I trained it together. I put her, yesterday when I left, I put her in the crate, came back, let her out of the crate, went to the bathroom on the mat. Left again, put her in the crate, came back, took her out of the crate. Goes to the bathroom on the mat. Bonnie, on the other hand, lets her sleep in the bed under the blanket, one, so she could suffocate, two, so
what?
Next to Bonnie, because nobody wants to get close to Bonnie, and so Bonnie goes, let's put the dog next to me, sleeps with the dog on the bed, dog wakes up in the morning.
What are you babbling about?
I'm talking about how you sleep with a dog instead of putting it in the crate, because you don't want to get up and walk downstairs and put it in the crate.
Oh, I love her, and I love waking up in the morning. She stretches and gives you a nice lick.
Yeah, and then gets on the floor and shits all over the bedroom.
She does it when I'm here by myself, but I have my system, but I forget to do it sometimes when you're around.
What's your system?
You got to close the bedroom doors, and then she'll always go on the mat.
Yeah, but not when she wakes up. If you put her on the floor and you're still laying
well,
bed on your phone.
Well, you have to go downstairs and make the coffee when you're not here. So then she comes down and goes on the mat.
Oh, and stops on her way in peace. But
this morning you made me coffee like a wonderful husband.
Yeah, but you put her on the floor and you're on your phone. What do you think she's going to do?
Okay, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry.
You're not wrong. I'm just saying
I don't
there's
do
ways
things
to train.
Good enough.
You don't, but I can live with that. I just think we got this crate. If you train a dog to go in the crate, the dog will that will be the dog's safe place. The dog will go in there on its own and to get away. People tell me that. So
what?
I'm just saying the crate is a good, app or whatever it is. Whatever, it's good. The crate is good. And you could ask anybody. The crate is good. The crate will become the
Should
dog's...
in the crate right now?
No, because she'll start barking. The crate will become the dog's safe place. Then the dog wants to get on your lap. Then when you go to pick her up, she runs from you.
I gotta get Raina to take her.
All she wants to do is play. That's all the dog... No.
She's a little puppy.
Yeah, but maybe she could be serious
She's
sometimes.
She's 4 months old.
She just wants to play. Never a serious moment with this puppy. Play. Just like our kid.
Can you stop bringing up serious? It hurts.
Okay. Now, first let's do a couple plugs and then we'll get into some stuff. This Saturday, I will
No, do be... November 2nd first. November 2nd, okay. Go to the Village Underground website and get your tickets for the big show. 10 p.m. I think it's Wednesday night. November 2nd is for the New York Comedy Festival, and it's going to be a big show.
And where is it again?
At the Village Underground, New York City, 10 p.m.
Okay. That's going to be November 2nd.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. And
a lot of comedians on it, very good people. It's going to be fun.
This Saturday, I'll be at Rockwell's in Pelham, New York, this Saturday at Rockwell's.
Wasn't Pelham, there like York. A Pelham 321 or something?
It's Pelham, taking the Pelham something. It's a train. It was a movie. Taking a Pelham something.
Denzel Washington.
That was the remake.
Oh.
The original was with Gene Hackman.
Oh.
Taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
Whoa.
1-2-3. Taking a Pelham 1-2-3. So this Saturday I'll be at Rockwell's in Pelham. Also, just go to my website, richvoss.com. All my dates are up there. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. We saw a couple people. I don't know what's behind the wall. I haven't checked what's behind the wall. All I get is info from Gary Beauty that
Benami. You know, Benomaly.
That says there's only this behind the wall or that behind Benomaly. The wall. Gary is our behind the wall info guy. Now I know I put my CD behind there. I sent some videos, so I'll talk to Rob to see what's behind the wall. I know what we're going to try. We were supposed to do it today. We're going to try next Tuesday to start the podcast live and also taped. You know, we just have a lot going on, a lot on our plate. That's what they say. When you have a lot going on, they go, you have a lot on your plate. You know, I don't know if fat people say that because a lot on their plate, I mean, they'd have to, you know what I'm saying? But regular people say a lot on their plate. So that was not a funny bit, but I tried. So anyhow, we're going to try to do our podcast live next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. And we'll find out what's behind the wall, how, you know, how we can get more there. Because once we start doing our podcast live, I think we'll be doing like, that'll go live on like a Tuesday. And then it'll go on to Riotcast on the Thursday. And then we'll also do like, you know, 15 or 20 minutes from our house of us arguing, not getting along like usual, you know, for behind the wall. You know, listen, big things are going to happen. Big things. You know, we have other stuff, you know, in the kettle. Is that what they say? In the kettle, Bonnie? Do they say? No. What do they say? Other things in the cook, in the pot, in the kettle, whatever they say. We have other things now. My new CD is coming out in like 2 weeks. Rich Foss 5, a couple weeks. I'll let you know about that. We're going to get a new sponsor, I heard. We're getting a new sponsor. And I think it's time for Bonnie and I to start conversing. Also, did I, on the podcast, when we did we do our podcast last week? When did we do it? What day? Because when I called in and yelled at Opie was on, what, Wednesday, right? For not mentioning me about his all-star first show. The first show he did that went really well where Anthony called in. And I never talked about, I didn't talk about this last week, did we? Are you silent?
I just wanted to know how long I could go without you being like, hey, she's not talking. You're like, this is a great podcast. In your mind, I know you were just thinking like, this one's going really well.
Well, I'm just
because I'm not talking and you're just babbling on.
What am I babbling on about? I'm giving
it. What was it, Wednesday or Thursday? What day was it that I, okay, I called in. I'm going to talk about this, but first I'm going to just think about it a little bit out loud in my head about what day. Hi, didn't I know it? It's like, is that good radio or podcasting?
Yes, well, I'm trying to.
You say, last Tuesday was Opie's first show. I sat in on it. It was a wonderful experience. I was the one who told Opie, hey, you should get back together with Ann.
Or at
and
least
Ann
talk
called
with
him.
I said it a couple times.
Oh, let me upgrade Rich's part in the whole thing. He was the one who said it many times, not just one time. And then the next day was a Wednesday. Pretty easy to figure out. The next day was a Wednesday, and Opie told him to call in, but instead he sat in his car. He called in, waited in his car, and Opie ignored his call for about 45 minutes. Well,
yeah.
Opie talked about how great the previous day's show was without mentioning Rich Voss. And I said to Rich Voss, hang that fucking phone up, you asswipe.
After 25
minutes. You're nobody's cherry chew. I don't know. I couldn't think of something.
Well, what's that mean, cherry chew?
You know, you're nobody's stooge. You're nobody's coolie. I don't know what those are.
All right, but we get the point.
Okay, but look, I just told that story for you.
You didn't finish it. You didn't give details. Like
nobody
I would.
Nobody wants the fucking what details? That you can't remember what day it was?
Can I give some of the details or some of the thoughts I have on it? One, I called back.
Sandy is doing details. Get in here. This is why we listen.
A lot of people, when Anthony called into Opie's show and they started talking, there were times I would say stuff.
There were times I would say things.
Now, there was times too many times that another comic would say stuff that I thought he was talking too much.
He was not on your show.
He was on Anthony's show.
Ant's show.
I have nothing against this guy.
Simultaneous broadcast.
I have nothing against this guy, but I thought he talked a little. But everybody on Twitter's going, Voss.
And if Rich thinks you talk too much, boy oh boy, you must never shut the fuck up.
The people on Twitter are going, Voss and so and so, they talk too much during the call. Well, first of all, if Opie and Anthony are talking,
defend yourself.
If Opie and Anthony are fucking talking, I also have the privilege to talk because I'm friends with both of them and I'm in studio and I help set it up. Okay, I'm not taking full credit. I'm taking partial, just a little bit of credit for that call going through. And yes, and Anthony was saying stuff to me and making, you know, throwing some jabs. Which I expect, and I said some stuff back. Okay, so don't anybody on Twitter that says, "Oh, I didn't talk too much." Maybe another guy did. I don't know. That's up to you guys. Anyhow, the call went great.
Is it up to them? Because I think you just said. You just said he talked too much.
I said in my opinion.
In your opinion, right?
I think he did.
You said, "Did he?" I don't know. That's up to you guys. That's up to the listener to decide, and also myself in my own opinion.
Well, I mean, some of them might not have thought he talk too much. Anyhow, it was a great call. It was a great time in radio. It was a lot of fun doing this first.
Well, good details. It was a lot of fun. It was a great time.
I give details.
Interesting. It was, I sat there. I was on my butt in a chair. I had my headphones on. I don't like them. I don't like cans. They give me a headache, but I was wearing them that day.
They're called head speakers.
I'm just saying your details don't add. The details should add something to the point of the story.
I think I know how to tell a good story.
And also saying it was fun and it was a good time.
Yes, it was.
Okay, but that's just like mindless. That's not a raconteur. You
no,
know?
But
that's
I'm
like
put,
anybody just, that's what
no,
any dumb
you never,
person says about anything.
No, you never say, hey, I had fun doing this or I had a good time doing this.
Of course you do, but I'm saying you fancy yourself such a great storyteller.
I am pretty. I'm probably in the top. They put me right next to, what's his name? Spalding Gray.
Where'd you pull that one out of?
I'm just saying.
Name
you know,
one of his...
Or Bogosian. They say, you know, I'll tell you some guys that tell some good stories.
You thought Spalding Gray was Bogosian for
no,
a second
I didn't.
In
no,
your
I
head.
Didn't.
Name one play from either of them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Just one.
One play by either Bogosian or something? No, why? You know what? I'm not your, what
boom.
Do you call?
Boom.
Okay.
Boom.
I tell a story.
MC Escher.
I'm like a Mamet.
I know you're,
I'm
I
like
know
a,
all your
I'm
references.
Like a David Mamet. You know, people say, hey, David Mamet, you know. You know,
David
like,
Mamet is one of the greatest playwrights of our time.
Yeah, like when
his
I tell a story.
His dialogue is didactic and yet it works.
I'm like, when people hear me, they think they're listening to a new version of American Buffalo.
Oh my God.
What? I'm just saying. It's one of my favorite Mamets.
Oh my God. Now I know one of your other references.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the movie House of Cards, you know, but more of his plays. I like reading, you know, when I read up
you
on his plays.
You think David Mamet wrote House of Cards?
Yes, he did. The
no,
movie.
No, he didn't.
You want to bet? Him and Jonathan Katz.
Oh, House of Cards. No.
Yeah.
Oh, what am I thinking of? The one on
TV.
Netflix?
Yeah, no. There was a movie, House of Cards. Apologize.
If you have to cough, I suggest you do it right into the mic.
Okay.
That's what the people like. Can I tell you something? And
yes.
I know I'm going to have to speak here for almost a minute without interruption. So I don't know, sit on your hands or your tongue or something. So I was looking at my Facebook last night on the way to Red Eye, and I realized there's another folder with emails that I... You know, because they're not my friends. They're not, you know, they're just random people. Hundreds and hundreds of emails from the last couple of years that I didn't know about.
I don't think that I have those. I think I've answered all my emails.
I think you have them. I think you have them and you don't know that they're there because it's they're hard to find. Because then I went ahead and I Googled, is it possible to have emails from Facebook that you don't know about? And
someone came to the house and told you, right?
Someone from Google comes to you.
Because you have Google Prime, right?
I've got... Oh, God.
That
so,
was kind of funny.
Yeah, it's not bad. And... No, so it is true because Google or Facebook somehow it decides which emails you should get. There's some algorithm, and then the rest they put in a folder. Yeah. So I had all these. One was from Harris Whittles, for God's sakes.
Who's that?
Not Harris Whittles. Harris Stanton.
Who, the comic?
Yes.
What did it say? I'm in the hospital?
No, he wanted me to do a show or whatever. But this is like a lot of like people asking me to do shows. This is like way past. Anyway, a lot of them were from fans of My Wife Hates Me. And I'm not going to lie. A lot of them were tell Rich to stop chewing his gum into the mic.
Were they?
A lot of them were very like, he's slobbering. I can't listen anymore. Like people were upset that they want to listen and yet it's very annoying to them.
Okay, well, I'm not doing it now.
You don't seem to be doing it today.
I haven't been doing it at all.
But I don't have headphones on, so I can't hear exactly what they're hearing.
We never wear headphones because we're right next to each other and we don't take calls.
I know, but when you wear headphones, that's when you can hear what they're hearing. Do you get that?
Yes, I get that.
Okay.
Are you done with the Facebook story? Did you answer all of them and say, hey, I'm sorry?
No, I have hundreds left. It's an endless, it's a bottomless pit of emails. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, I want to see if I have them, because I'll answer every one.
No, you won't.
Sorry for the delay.
Well, I started answering them all, saying like, "Oh, I'm dumb. I didn't know I had these emails." And then I was like,
"You know what? I fucking just sent like 3 weeks ago. Some other guy wanted a autograph or a CD. I sent him a CD, and they don't thank you. Those are just people that sell them on eBay. And I'm going to write to him. Fuck you." You ruined it for other people.
If you sell our shit on eBay, go. These are the ones that are amazing to me. Is like, can I be your friend, or can you accept me as a friend, or I don't have any famous friends, or I'd like to have a famous friend. It's like, well, I can accept you, but then you still won't have a famous friend. Like, how low?
When they ask you?
Yeah, when they're saying that I'm famous, like how, like.
Who said no to them?
Basically, no, but I'm just saying, like, that's their idea of a celebrity is just so.
It's so open.
It's like anyone can be a celebrity.
I'm known throughout.
Well, you're a legend, so.
My new CD cover is off the fucking chart. Ray Wagner did a great job.
Did you
job.
See that guy on Twitter?
What one?
He put up a new picture of you.
No.
Of your...
One guy said this is the best comedy CD, best comedy album cover ever. Ray Wagner did a good job.
How many followers did that guy have?
74,000.
Oh.
Minus
73,
like 73... 9,500. Anyhow, what's the pecking order where comics can slam other comics?
What's the pecking order?
Do you think a comic is allowed to slam another comic to his wife?
I think you should have respect. I think also I'm getting tired of comedians I don't know that well making fun of Rich to my face.
You know, okay.
Like,
yes,
like suddenly I'm going to be like, you're right.
We get it. I have a speech impediment. But guess what? You're a fat fuck. Okay? How about that? Fatso. All right. Do I ever attack you for being fucking fat? I can't.
A lot of our listeners are fat. Rich,
no, but they're
so
not attacking
me.
Here's the thing. I can't do anything about my speech impediment, but you can lose some fucking weight. Do I ever come up to you and say, hey, fatty, stop eating? Mm-hmm. No, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I'm not like that. I'm not mean to fucking guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm mean to my friends.
When they go low, we go high.
I'm you know, I don't want to punch down. I don't want. I just heard that yesterday in a movie, didn't we?
What?
When they go low, we go high.
Oh my God!
Trump said, oh, Hillary said it. Yeah. When they go low, we go high. They're all full of shit. But anyhow, look.
I cannot do it anymore.
Here's the deal: if you have over 5 TV credits, then you're allowed to maybe make fun. Or trash me to my wife. How can they not do it to me?
Not? How about unless you're Colin or Keith, don't.
Or Bobby or Norton or Billy.
No, Norton can't anymore.
Yes, he can.
No, not to me. I won't allow it.
Or Billy, or who else?
We lost our radio show. They didn't call. Nobody called me and said, hey, sorry about that.
He texted me the next day and said, sorry, he didn't
know. Nobody did me. Sam didn't. I thought we were friends. Jim didn't.
Well, he didn't know. He said he called me. He texted me the next day and said, sorry to hear. I didn't know that you guys lost it. So I accepted his apology. Sam, I don't give a fuck if he says sorry. Who gives a fuck what Sam thinks? All right. And we're going to land somewhere else. We're in talks with other places. So
I don't even care. That's not the point. I actually felt quite relief when I...
Not me.
Didn't have to. I know. You really like doing it.
And so did
but
you.
I enjoyed doing it, but it was a lot of work. It was hard to book guests and stuff. And
I know. Every week.
Every week.
We did it for 2 years.
And I felt we should have got paid more money, too. But... in any case,
I guess they didn't, because they canceled us due to the small amount of money.
They're not even worth this piddling amount. They're not. It's like we weren't even cleaning out petty cash.
Do we buy some new pens or keep?
Yes,
my
exactly.
wife hates me.
I guess we'll keep the staplers. So
you need 5 TV credits. Shut your mouth. All right, you don't go to my wife. Yes, he has a speech impediment. Big fucking deal. We know it. All right. And guess what? Guess what this impediment has gotten me?
But you know what the truth is too, is that if like some of these guys, these newer guys, they think they're being funny. I get it. They think they're being funny and whatever. But there's no compliments ever given, ever. It's just, you just start slamming me. You just start slamming me. You slam my husband. It's like, first of all, I don't feel like using any of my skills to destroy you to you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not worth it to me. I just turn it around. Don't even look at them. That's what I do. Isn't that crazy? Fucking turn my head. Ooh. Boy, I bet that hurts. I bet that hurts them so bad.
I think I got to cancel fucking Myrtle Beach. I got a TV gig now. And it's only like 3 or 4 weeks away. Oh, well. Anyhow, yeah, you know what?
Okay, look, in the middle of this, you decided to bring up that?
Hit me, because I'll forget. Look, here's the deal. Yeah.
Here's the deal. Everybody, take a drink. I don't care if you're putting a new roof on. You get your flask out.
You think they're listening to this, putting the roof on?
Yeah, because I think they do outdoor work.
Oh.
I imagine people working outdoors while they're listening.
I think we have more... I think
indoor
we have
listeners.
More white-collar than blue-collar listeners.
No.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh.
Or a mixture.
No.
Well, anyhow...
Yes. Well, anyhow...
Okay.
Anywho.
Okay. This is what my lisp. Do I have to say what my lisp has gotten me? I will go further.
You know what? First of all, you don't even have to discuss this about yourself, dumb shit.
Listen to me. I've gone further in this career than 9 out of 10 of these motherfuckers will.
The fact that you're even saying
it pisses me off. Who do they think they are to talk to me that way?
All right, you already got that out.
Don't fucking approach me. When I talk to you, you listen. That's it. You don't
talk to
me unless
I
talk to you.
On their side for 1 second?
No.
You're one of the meanest people on the planet.
Not to guys that...
But you're also one of the most sensitive when it comes to people saying stuff to you.
No, I'm one of the most meanest when it comes to my friends or people that get it, okay? I've never attacked certain people because, you know, I might say something here and there, but I know.
Women the other night in the audience, you said you were mean to them, and then when they... kind of went like, whoa, you know spring chickens.
When did I say that?
At that show we did that Wednesday night.
Where?
Last Wednesday.
Where was that?
Oh yeah,
they were laughing though. They were loud. You know, I had a dream. You got
to
hear this.
Okay, but I'm just saying, so you are mean to people you don't know.
I had a dream the other night. It was so fucking real.
Vivid.
Something with comedy, and I called someone the C word and all these comics and... But then I was hanging out. It was so fucking real. Me, Patrice, I don't know who else.
Oh, very real, though.
Well, I know. Just me and Patrice stood out. And I had no money in my bank account. Like, I had to borrow a dollar from him. I go, let me get a dollar. And And I was like, holy fuck. I had like $600 in my account. I started getting nervous. I'm going, why do I only have $600?
But why'd you borrow a dollar if you had $600?
Well, it's in my account. I don't know. I needed a dollar for something real quick. I go, give me a dollar. And it was like just, I don't know what it, but it was just so clear. It was Patrice in a dream. It was weird. And I don't know if it was cooler that he was in a dream with me. I mean, really fucking, or the fact that I had no money. I don't know what upset me or I liked, but it was a weird dream. You ever have those?
Yeah, I don't tell them to people because I've found throughout my life that people don't have care. Any interest in anyone else's dreams unless you put them in it somewhere.
Did you make that up? Or I've heard that. Or you made that up?
No, that was a joke my friend wrote once, but she said I could have it if I wanted to. But
can I have
used it? No.
Come on, you don't use it.
No. She says... Oh, you were there. It was shady, but I know it was you. And then you tell the rest of your dream.
That was Lynn. Lynn came up with that, right?
No, my friend Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Remember Lynn?
One of the best joke writers in the business, bar none.
I'm going to ask her if I could have that. She doesn't do stand-up.
Okay, go ahead and ask her. I think she tried to give it to Jim Gaffigan. I don't know if he took it. Well, I don't think so.
Remember, didn't Lynn have a dream? You wake up and see a unicorn at the end of the bed or something?
Yeah, like if you see, like, when you half wake up and you can see some shadow and you're like, is that the devil standing there? And then back to sleep.
She comes up with some funny bits.
Why is there a pony with a sailor's hat on? Oh, well.
So, do you want to talk about IFC?
Well, we signed a deal with IFC. We are now officially in development with them for our own television program. So that's exciting.
Yes.
We just had a meeting with them on the phone today and, you know, working on the first script.
If they asked me if I had any questions, I was going to say, where can I get an IFC hat from?
But you didn't have any questions.
I didn't want to.
I mean, they didn't ask you any questions. They didn't ask you anything.
No. Well, they didn't really ask you. They just told what they do, what they wanted. They didn't ask.
Right.
They told on the phone. So I was quiet. Listen, certain people get me, certain don't. And I'm not going to ruin this with my fucking, when they said, we're going to give you notes. These are the notes you're going to get. I was going to say all our notes go through Louis C.K., but I didn't know if they would have got it. They would say, why would they go through Louis C.K.?
No, they would have got it. They're funny. They're good.
Yeah, because he doesn't take notes. That's why I was going to say it, but...
It's very deep and...
It's a fucking good bit. If I would have said all our notes go through Louis C.K., but...
I would have said that's the kind of writing you're going to see in this script.
No, that's us saying we don't take notes.
Listen... IFC, you can take this any way you want, but what I really want you to know is we don't take notes. What if you just said that? Oh, we don't take notes.
We don't take notes.
Hey, thanks, but we're not going to... Oh, I didn't know. How many scripts have you written? Oh, okay, none. So we're not going to take your notes.
Don't say that. What if they listen to this?
I know. I'm saying, what if you said that?
Oh, what if you say that?
What if?
What if they came back and said, well, I've written 5 scripts. Then what would you say to that? I've written 5 scripts.
I'd say, well, then we'll take your notes.
I mean, they know what they want. It's their network. This is what they want.
I'm excited about it. I'm very excited. I think IFC is great. It's good for us. It's cool. I'm very, very happy.
Yes, so am I. We're going to have 3 shows on TV within a year, folks.
Okay, within a year. That's going to be tough, but...
2 years. 3.
When Rich says something, it's the facts.
Are you doing that with a lisp? Is that what you're trying?
I mean, that was just a character I was doing. I knew as soon as I was... I don't tell my body, like, hey, do it like this. It just comes out. And I wasn't doing you. Obviously, I was talking about you.
Do you know what's fucked up?
What?
On our Sirius radio show, our last guest was Bob DeBono.
Oh, boy.
He was funny, though.
He's great.
It was funny.
Him.
you know, we started off with Colin and ended with DeBono.
Was Colin our first guest?
I think he was him or Gary Goldman.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look.
Well, this is boring.
I know. Let's move on. Let's get this. It started off. This was a great podcast. It was going well.
Oh, yeah, because you were just talking. Oh, why don't you just talk again? And you'll think, but Bonnie didn't say anything. What a great podcast. This was fantastic. A couple of the emails that I got were people saying, like, hey, Rich does all the talking. Like,
no.
Yes.
I get emails that say, hey, Bonnie's mean.
I got one that said, stop being mean to Rich, but then it turned out he was kidding.
I wasn't kidding. When I sent that, I wasn't kidding.
Oh. I'm gonna write that into the script. That is good. That's real good.
God, we watched a fucking movie last night.
Uh-oh, we're on to movie talk. Oh, boy.
First of all, nothing tonight. Tonight we could watch.
Do you have any issues that you want to bring up? That's what people like, the issues. Our issues.
Oh, let's see. No, I have no. Everything's going pretty well, if you ask me. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because the last time we had a fight, which I don't remember what it was about, actually. But I said to myself, no more. I'm not going to do what you want. I'm not telling you anymore.
You still do, though.
No, I never do. What'd I do?
I don't know.
I'm not saying it's easy for me, by the way, to keep my mouth shut. But no, I haven't tried to tell you how to live your life at all.
Yes, you have. Just the other day, you were micromanaging something. I can't remember.
Oh, I know why. Because it was the hearing. I think we did talk about it. Remember? When you couldn't hear the watch?
Yeah.
Yeah. So since then,
you said stuff.
No. What did I say?
What I said?
What have I said?
What did I said? Okay, Raina at 4. What did I said?
What you said?
Oh, guess what I was doing on stage the other night.
What did I say?
Guess what I did on stage the other night.
I don't care. What did I say?
I did your character.
What character?
The 9/11 call from...
Don't do that anymore. First of all, that has no basis in reality whatsoever. I've heard the call now, and I'm like, why did I think that?
How does this go?
The call, first of all, the call is like
Amanda Berry calling.
Amanda Berry calling 911.
How does it go?
Oh my God, it's Amanda Berry. I'm free. What's your name? Amanda Berry. I was kidnapped. Okay, Amanda, where you at? No, my thing was that they didn't. No. Amanda, the saddest part of the whole 911 thing was that she thought people were still looking for her after 10 or 11 years. And nobody, she's running around, I'm Amanda Berry. And people are like, who, what? She doesn't realize. No, we looked for you for 2.5 days. Okay.
Well, the club I
and
worked.
And then we quit. Then we got off it.
I worked in Cuyahoga Falls over the weekend. And I was playing golf with one of this guy, Marvin. And he was doing a show, and one of the other girls was in the audience. And it was so hard not to do fucking kidnapping jokes.
Why? What?
He was doing a show at the Funny Stop, and one of the other girls was in the audience. One of the three girls.
What? And you talked about it?
No, I didn't. Oh. No, he... When he was...
Who's he?
Marvin, this guy I play golf with.
Oh, he wasn't the kidnapper.
No. Yeah, I'm playing golf with the kidnapper. Isn't he dead? Didn't he kill himself?
I don't remember.
Oh,
God. But, like, when people do shitty things... Like,
but who kidnapped somebody for three people for 10 years? That's greedy.
One person. It's enough.
But three for 10 years?
The whole thing is so...
It's disgusting.
...awful and upsetting. You have to make jokes about it, because if you think about it seriously, you'll lose your mind.
It's fucking who
it's like Lynn kept doing that bit. One day to me, I was laughing so hard. She said that she goes, like, you could put up with a lot of stuff from your husband. Like, she goes, even if you cheated, you could get over it. But she goes, like if you found out he was keeping someone in a back shed, that's like when you really like can't handle it. But we were doing jokes like, hey, where'd all the eggs go? I keep buying eggs and they keep, hey, where'd that old mattress we had in the basement go? Didn't we used to have a blue towel? Where did it go?
Who could keep three people for 10 years? What the fuck? And just go to work and live a normal life. Oh, yeah. I have three prisoners in my house. It's fucking insanity.
But also, like, I guess, how do you not have... It's not about, like, oh, my God, I might get caught. Like, that kind of walking around in fear. But, like, how do you not be like, I'm taking people's lives. I'm... Like, how do you not... I guess it's the same as serial killers or anybody. It's like, you just don't think about... You don't think other people have feelings. I don't know.
It grosses me out. I'm not happy about it.
If you're listening...
It's giving me anxiety now thinking about it.
And you have someone in your basement, let them go.
It's giving me anxiety thinking about it.
I know, it's awful. It's just really the worst. Well, because there's this documentary on... Netflix called Where's Johnny?
Now here's documentary talk from Johnny.
Documentary talk. There's a new documentary on Netflix called Where's Johnny? Yeah, it's pretty new, I think. And it's about a kid that got stolen from his mom. And she just never gave up. And I don't want to tell the whole thing, but it is heart-wrenching. But it's also, it's a bigger story than just that. It's a bigger story than just,
The cops that didn't help or anything.
Yes. But also that's part of the story. Another part of the story is like sort of how deep this crazy network of disgusting people are, how high up they go.
What do you mean? Of kidnappers or NAMBLA or?
Yeah.
That's no.
Yes.
About predators and pedophiles?
Yes.
Oh, don't. It'll get me even more pissed
off. She had to go and look at, like, she just would, like, look at pictures trying to find her son and stuff. Ooh.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's awful. But then she found a picture of her son. I'm giving away too much now.
Oh, no one's going to watch the documentary.
No one's going to watch it. Our listeners don't watch documentaries.
Because they got kids locked up. Our listeners.
Our listeners are like, let them go. No, she found pictures of her son and the cops still were like, that's not him. It was like, if you just, they showed a picture of her son and this kid side by side.
Why did she go to the FBI?
The FBI did get involved.
And they said that's not him. The FBI wouldn't do anything?
The FBI wouldn't ever tell her what they were doing. So she would give him information, but she never heard anything back. You know, she never...
Well, I would have held a press conference.
She did, many, and people thought she was crazy. She was, like, the problem was that she was angry. She was, like, she would, like, say things to in the media, like, snotty things. People kind of branded her sort of like this crazy woman.
Yeah, I'd go crazy if my kid was taken... And no one was doing anything about it. I wouldn't be
right. And then you found him on a website.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too happy.
And nobody'll go get him.
That's when I kidnap one of their kids until they find my kid. I go, you get your kid back.
Oh my
god,
that's a good movie. It's a good movie.
Well, that just got stolen
from one of our listeners.
No, we get a lot of Hollywood listeners, a lot of big people. You don't think so?
We do have a lot of Hollywood listeners that kidnap kids and also write movies about kidnapping kids. So this is fantastic. This is a really...
Let's write that movie.
This is... When you say we, what do you mean by that?
I just gave you the premise.
I know, but Rich, why don't you just sell the pitch? Because we're comedy writers.
No, that movie.
Nobody
good.
Will buy that movie from us.
What are you talking about? Starring Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, but he's nice to the kid.
He's a good actor.
You know, he's got to have one of those scenes in it where they like cut the toe off or something and send it to the...
Or at least, not a toe, just maybe part of his toenail.
No, then you find out later it's not his toe.
It's a monkey's toe.
It's a monkey's toe. That is a funny thing.
But
it's like a bird claw.
It's a stuffed animal toe. It's a toe of a toe.
You'll never know.
We watched that movie last night, Demolition, with
Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's a good actor. He's one of my favorites. He's up there, him and what's his name, Bateman.
Jason.
Those two are they're climbing the ladder.
Oh.
They're climbing the ladder. But the ending pissed me off.
Yeah, because
he wrecks his house.
Hey, don't tell.
Yeah, everybody knows that's in the fucking.
They don't ever show the. I just want to see the house at the end.
You just said don't tell, and without 1 second told.
You said you don't care. I gotta go. Can we be done?
In 2 minutes.
Why 2 minutes?
45 minutes is enough. Let's do some plugs.
For them, for sure.
This Saturday,
Let's do some plugs.
I'll be at Rockwell's in Pelham. Rockwell's in Pelham. This.
Where's that?
Pelham, New York.
Oh, Pelham.
Taking
New
a
York.
Pelham 123.
Okay.
And if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com, you can still get 141 IQ on iTunes. A new one's coming out in a couple weeks. Rich Voss 5.
I wrote a book.
Bonnie has a book on Amazon.
Called what?
You're Better Than Me. Also, November 2nd, we're doing our live show from the Village Underground.
Village Underground is going to be a huge, big, fun show. So yes. Please get your tickets. It's for the New York Comedy Festival.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of good things happening. And we really appreciate it. We're going to find out what's going behind the wall, Gary. We'll see what we can do. Libs, our idiots, how you been? How did you like the... Lou, how's it going, Lou? Saying hi to our fans. Who else? Who else do we have? Lou, Gary,
Leisha.
Leisha. I don't think Leisha has, I don't know if she's still on board. Leisha's kind of hot, I think.
Well, how do you know? Who knows what they're...
I don't know. I think Leisha's kind of hot. Who else do we leave out that's a long time? Lou, Leisha, Gary, Libs...
Kevin K.
Lisa, send us an updated picture. We'll decide, okay?
Yeah. And on our new show, well, this you can find it right here.
What?
But we'll be doing it live at some point from the...
I think next week.
Riotcast Studios. We're gonna do some more,
reviewing
new comics. If you're a new comic, you want to be reviewed, go to Rich... at richvoss.com.
Yeah.
Send some of your stand up to rich@richvoss.com, and then we'll review it on the show.
And we give good pointers. We're not mean.
Well, we are mean, but that's what it is. What it is.
All right.
You like it or you don't.
All right. I gotta go.
I can't see anybody else. I don't know who else.
Love you, Bonnie. How did Honeymooners used to close the show? You're the greatest. Hey, Bonnie.
What?
You're the greatest.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.